From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I am Gimel Sabingo. The four Republicans seeking the GOP nomination for Missouri governor are set to face off in a debate on Monday that will be broadcast in the state's two largest cities as the run-up to the August primary intensifies. The debate will feature retired businessman John Bruner, former Navy SEAL Eric Gretens, former U.S. Attorney and Missouri House Speaker Catherine Hanaway, and Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder. The debate is hosted by St. Louis television station KTVI and co-sponsored by WDAF-TV in Kansas City and the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Candidates are competing to succeed Democratic Governor Jay Nixon, who is barred from running again because of term limits. The primary is on August 2nd. Attorney General Chris Koster is the frontrunner in a four-way Democratic primary. A white St. Louis police sergeant awarded nearly $800,000 over racial discrimination has filed another federal lawsuit claiming he's been retaliated against for the earlier win in court. Sergeant David Bonnenberger sued in 2012, claiming a position he sought was awarded to a black woman who he claimed was less qualified. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that a federal jury in 2013 awarded him $620,000 in damages and $172,000 in attorney's fees. His new lawsuit, filed Friday in federal court in St. Louis, claims police officials retaliated against him for suing the first time and violated his right to speak out about the discrimination as well as his right to sue. The lawsuit seeks unspecified damages. A city spokeswoman declined to comment, saying the city hadn't been served with the lawsuit. A St. Louis federal judge is ordering for the first time the release of unredacted transcripts of testimony from the grand jury proceedings in the Ferguson police shooting death of Michael Brown. U.S. District Judge E. Richard Weber signed off Monday on an order requiring St. Louis County prosecutors to hand over the testimony in the names of grand jury witnesses to attorneys for Brown's family pressing a wrongful death lawsuit. The grand jury's November 2014 decision to not indict Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson for shooting Brown rekindled sometimes violent protests that immediately followed Brown's death 3 months earlier. At the time of the decision, St. Louis County prosecuting attorney Robert McCullough made public heavily redacted transcripts of grand jury testimony, but he didn't release the witnesses' names. Hostess Brands says it is voluntarily recalling various snack cakes and donuts over concerns they may have come in contact with peanut residue not included in the ingredient list. The Kansas City, Missouri-based company's recall announced Friday covers more than 700,000 cases of Ding Dongs, Zingers, Chocodiles, and various donuts sold in grocery, dollar, drug, and convenience stores in the U.S. and Mexico. The recall covers single-serve products and multi-pack boxes. Hostess says Friday's announcement is a result of a recall by supplier Grain Craft of certain lots of its flour for undeclared peanut residue. Consumers are encouraged to destroy the recalled items or return them for a full refund. Hostess says it has received notice of two allergic reactions involving the recalled products as of Friday. Today, Governor Jay Nixon signed several bills into law, including one designed to prevent identity theft. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin has the details.
The measure makes it a Class A misdemeanor to possess stolen credit card information or devices, even if the info or device has not been used after being stolen. In a written statement, Nixon praised lawmakers for passing the bill, saying it will give law enforcement another tool to use against hackers and identity thieves. It won't take effect until January. Another provision of the new law takes effect in August. It makes stealing from a financial institution a Class B felony, even if violence was not involved. Nixon also signed legislation that lets domestic violence victims keep their current cell phone numbers when they open a new wireless service account. That bill also takes effect in August. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
I'm Gimel Sabingo, KBIA News, Columbia.